What's up, gang?
What up?
Back for another one.
Gosh, we sound exhausted.
Already.
It's been a long week, but it's been a fun week full of lots of adventures, you know?
Period. What have yours been? Because I don't know. I don't know that my week has been adventurous.
As soon as I said adventures, I was thinking, what could I make up right now to talk about adventure-wise? I've had zero.
I don't even remember my week, so...
So last week was the Petty Olympics. Personally, really enjoyed that one. That was fun. Really, and like, I don't know who had the fake, but there's one story that I remember vividly that could have been fake. So let's see if I'm right. If you had the fake, raise your hand. Yeah, yeah. Isaiah raised his hand if you're listening to the podcast.
This is true.
Mr. Programmer. Mr. Say No to Apps. Oh my goodness, that was petty as can be. Here's the thing though. I feel like if I would have known that was fake ahead of time, I would have reacted differently.
Joe was so into it.
I was in it to win it. I was like, what a nerd. What a weirdy that like would take the time to write this post. It was you.
It was you. You're the nerd.
You did
it. You are.
So, well, that's crazy. And in retrospect, like, might have been obvious. You guys let us know what you think.
Yeah, I would love to know if everyone got it or not.
Sometimes it's crazy. Sometimes people like get it, and then other times it's like,
they don't.
Seems very random. Like, the guesses would be all across the board from the listeners.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
I feel like people wouldn't, because it was just something like, yeah, I do that too.
It was relatable. A lot of people do it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like, but to take the time to write the post,
that's
was like, I was like, who is the nerd behind the keyboard that's like wanting to make sure that he gets this guilt off his chest?
We need to look that up and see if there's any people that actually do write stuff about that. I'm sure there is.
I'm
somewhere.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
There are people for everything.
The internet's a vast place. So I'm sure there's posts out there, but yours would have been one of them. No. That was something special. Nice. Well, this one should be fun too.
Yeah.
This should be a good episode. It is. But wait, you're not the main character.
Period.
So probably going to be some main character vibes one way or the other.
100%.
But let's jump in. I'm going to guess that we're going to start with you.
Wow, that's me. It's always me. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy we start with me.
No pretending.
Am I the asshole for wanting some me time instead of going to my girlfriend's sister's wedding? All right, so this blew up more than I thought it would, and now my girlfriend is staying at her mom's house, which honestly feels like an overreaction, but whatever. So my 28M girlfriend, 26F, has been on my case about this wedding her sister has been planning for like 2 years. I get it's a big deal to her family or whatever, but it's not like I'm even close to her sister. I've met her, what, 5 times? And 3 of those were at, like, family barbecues where I was basically just there to bring beer and hang with her dad. We don't vibe, and I don't feel like I should have to take an entire weekend out of my life for a wedding when I could be relaxing. The wedding was last Saturday, and yeah, I said I'd go months ago because my girlfriend was nagging me about it nonstop. But the thing is, I had a long week at work, and my boys hit me up Friday night saying they were having a little get-together. Just a chill night, pokers and beers, the usual. I figured, what's one night to unwind? So I went. I thought I'd leave early, but then the game got intense, and before I knew it, it was 3 a.m. My girlfriend was blowing up my phone, but I figured she'd get over it. She always does. I wake up Saturday hungover as hell, and she's furious because I wasn't answering her texts and now we're late for the wedding. She's screaming about how I promised her I'd go and how this day is so important for her family and blah, blah, blah. But I'm sitting there thinking, why is everyone making such a big deal out of one day? It's just a wedding. Like, am I supposed to ruin my weekend for a free meal and some bad DJ music? Plus, I wasn't feeling great and honestly didn't feel like going. So I told her to go without me and I'd stay home to recover. She went, but now she's saying I embarrassed her in front of her entire family. Her mom even texted me, which I think is insane, because what grown man gets scolded by his girlfriend's mom? She's saying I let her down and made it all about me. But honestly, what was I supposed to do? Go there looking like death and be miserable the whole time? I feel like it's better for everyone that I stayed home. To add to it, she's bringing up other stuff now, like the fact that I bailed on her work holiday party last month because the Eagles were playing, or that time she asked me to pick her up from the airport and I told her to Uber because I was in the middle of a FIFA match with my buddy. I don't think those things are comparable, but she's making it sound like I'm some kind of terrible boyfriend. I don't think I'm the bad guy here. I just value my time and don't see why I need to bend over backward for every little thing. Like, I treat her well most of the time, so isn't that enough? Am I the asshole?
Oh my gosh.
So, is he the, like, is he trying to ask just about the wedding situation or all? Just the wedding situation?
We'll start with the wedding. He's
just asking
about the wedding. But we can talk about all the other things.
Just the wedding, then.
He definitely made himself the main character here. Like, he doesn't care about anything else but him with his boys.
No. Very self-centered.
Very clearly, that's the way that he lives his entire existence. Yeah. He is the center of the world.
I couldn't believe it. And he's, like, shocked that it got blown up. I'm like, bro, it definitely got blown up. You sound like an asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, people love hearing this.
Exactly.
They want to destroy you.
Yeah.
That's so funny because he, like, hearing you read it, he's such a bro. He's such, like, a frat boy, like, bro.
Yeah. I don't even know how he has a girlfriend, honestly.
Yeah.
She must not like herself.
She loves the attention. Like, not getting the attention and then, like
the assholery.
Yeah, she loves that. She's into that.
A lot of girls like
that. They do, dude. They love that. They love the D-bags.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, please.
They're two assholes. Okay.
That must be your boyfriend, because not me.
I will say, I get a little bit where he's coming from of like, I mean, there's weddings that I've not wanted to go to.
Yeah.
The difference to you, what you have to consider is like, obviously we're all married. So it is a little bit of a different vibe when they're just dating.
Yeah.
True.
So like, he's not invested to the point where like, yeah, your whole family is my family already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like.
And also like, what's up with planning a wedding for 2 years?
That's normal. I've had weddings that
a lot of people do that.
Yeah, some people do take more than 15 minutes.
I just filmed a wedding in November where they booked with me 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Actually, two.
Just because we got married in 3 months.
Yeah, that's like Mormons.
But still, like, that's just, yeah, okay, that's crazy to me. But like, I don't know. I honestly don't think he is.
The asshole?
I don't.
But you don't think she's the asshole, though, right, either? It's just kind of like a crappy situation.
I just think it's like...
Like, get over it?
Don't really want to go to the wedding.
But it's really not about that. It's about showing up for your girlfriend and, like, she wants to take a plus one to the date, like, to the wedding. That, I feel like he should care about that. Like, oh, like, I'm going to be here. I mean, because then she's just at this wedding alone.
But what if he doesn't vibe, like you said, with her family?
I think he can... Suck it up.
It's one night. Drink a couple beers and just show up, just bud.
Don't remember it.
He's just one of the dudes. Just a dude being a bro, bro. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to our videographer and DJ.
Hey,
they're right there. They're right there.
I know. I'm thinking of him saying, "I don't want to go with some shitty DJ."
I know. I was like, "Not ours. You weren't at my wedding."
That's hilarious because I was thinking, like, yeah, that. The, like, hype music to dance to at a wedding is, like...
A must.
Yeah, but it's not... I'm kind of with him on that. Like, the music just is kind of, like...
But don't give me, like, techno or, like...
Same.
Or the cha-cha
you
slide.
You are the dancing queen. And, like, that's the same type of vibe the entire dance. I'm like, I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Give me, like, shake that little
jug. Oh.
You know? What? Or, like, get out of your mind. Get out of your mind!
Keep going.
To the window! To the wall!
I was just like...
taking her... She's getting down tonight.
Quack, quack, quack.
She was.
Yes, she was. Oh, man. Well, great story. Love that. Love you guys. Next story.
Am I the devil? This one, after the title, you're not going to need much more, but it's just... This is the story that keeps on giving. So, brace yourselves. And for real, trigger warning, maybe. Cheated for years on GF/wife.
I'm triggered.
Well, buckle up, buttercup.
Say it again.
Like,
cheated for years on GF/wife. meaning from the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Period.
I am 27, started dating my wife, F25, in summer 2017. Around that time, an old friend, F26, from high school reached out and was also interested in dating me. At the time, my wife had a very rough home life filled with abuse and poverty, and I felt incredibly bad for her. I let her move in with me by early 2018, and things were pretty okay the first few months. But I soon learned her and I were not compatible, and this relationship wouldn't last. Over this time, I still occasionally talked to my high school friend. She was aware that I had a GF living with me, but I assured her things weren't that serious yet, and things were only like this to help my GF get out of a bad home life. My plan was to help my girlfriend find a decent job and support her for a bit until she was on her feet, and then break up with her and start dating the high school friend. Well, weeks turned to months and no changes had been made. Girlfriend had trouble finding a steady job and had no aspirations of education, but I couldn't find it in my gut to break it off, knowing if I did, she could possibly be homeless. So I just smiled and pretended to be happy with her.
While banging her.
Every chance I got, I would text and call my high school friend. We talked for hours nearly every day. I worked a job where I was alone at an office for most of my days, so it worked out. We video called, talked about our dreams, and planned out lives together. Given I could get the guts to leave my girlfriend, and shamefully even sexted quite a bit. We met up in person a few times as well, but this was a pretty hard thing to pull off due to many reasons, so it didn't happen much. This girl was my soulmate, and I was just waiting for the right time to make my move. This freaking guy.
I hate him.
Same. But I never did. Nothing ever happened. I folded under the pressure of family and friends and married my girlfriend in 2022. I'm pretty tech savvy and my wife is not, so it wasn't hard to hide the messages and call logs. My mistress learned my schedule and knew exactly when I would be at work every day so we could talk. Neither one of us told another soul. She dated a few guys during all this time and always kept our secret and let it continue. We were 1000% in love, but I just couldn't throw my GF/wife out on the streets even if I knew her and I weren't meant to be. This went on from 2017 all the way until summer of 2023. My mistress and I finally decided it had went on long enough and ripped the band-aid off. We both knew I didn't have the heart to ever do what needed to be done, so that was it. I haven't heard from her in over a year now, and I'm still heartbroken. Worst part is that I can't tell anyone that I'm heartbroken, but that's what I get for not having the guts to do the right thing.
Let's pray right now.
For who? I'll take my hat off.
For me, because I'm about to blow.
Okay. You better step up to the plate here because you teed that up.
This guy is the worst human. I hate him and him saying, this poor girl. She's better off homeless, you little fetcher. Like, dump her ass.
Like, the pity.
The pity part, the condescending little vibe.
Condescending little vibe.
Yeah, enough said. I'm so mad. No, for real. Oh, that poor girl. I can't stand the end where he says, we have not spoken in over a year and I'm so heartbroken. I'm just picturing how horrible he is in that marriage. And she's like, what's wrong, honey? What's wrong? What's wrong? Right. Like, why are you so distant? Why are you so mad? Blah, 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 blah. And he's just so like, he can't tell her. He's shut off. He's pissed off at her. For his own shit.
Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I just feel like that's terrible.
Could you imagine?
No.
Like, honey, open up. Like, could you tell me what's going on? It's like, okay, well, if you really want to know, like, I only dated you because you were about to be homeless and you were traumatized as a child. And I was really in love with this other girl and cheated on you all this time. And then we decided to break it off a little while ago. And I've never had the balls to tell you.
And I miss her.
And I miss her.
And I'm heartbroken that I've lived like this.
And I wanted to be with her.
And I still do.
Yeah.
She would say goodbye.
Of course she would. And she would say, thanks for the memories, even though they weren't that great.
Yeah, she'd say, and your...
Name the song? It's fine. You guys are children.
It's John Mayer.
No.
Bob Ross.
No.
And it's like he's really just torturing himself. It's like,
yeah,
he really just has zero guts whatsoever.
All right, here's a good one. I totally cheated on my wife because I didn't want to hurt her.
I feel like we've had a few of those.
Yeah. Just insane.
He's trying to protect her feelings.
Someone else said, fake. There's no way two women would fall in love with this loser.
Oh,
I'd be surprised.
The top one says, you're a coward and deserve to be heartbroken. And somebody responded and said, this, may he forever step on Legos barefoot.
You guys ready?
This one's really good.
This one's really good, guys. Am I the asshole for calling my girlfriend selfish for refusing to learn sign language for my daughter? My daughter Ruby was born mute. She can understand words, but we use sign language to communicate. While she can use her phone or write, obviously she prefers to sign. The issue is my girlfriend Amanda. We've been dating for around 9 months and introduced our children around 3 months ago. They don't know sign language, so communication with Ruby was awkward at first. She hates having to write or use her phone at home, so I taught Amanda some basic signs beforehand, and I've continued teaching her and Mia more in this time. Mia is getting a lot better, actually. So Mia is the daughter of the girlfriend. But Amanda has apparently decided it's too hard and refuses to learn anymore. She says that it's unnecessary since Ruby can understand her and communicate other ways. While Ruby is usually willing to do that for them, she doesn't enjoy it and finds it frustrating. I told Amanda she's being selfish and lazy, that it's not fair to put all the effort on Ruby. It's one thing if she doesn't get it after years, but it's only been a few months. It's just ridiculous. We got into a fight over it and she basically called me an asshole and said it's not her fault she struggles with it. But that doesn't mean just give up. If she wants to be in our life, it's the bare minimum effort to put in. I clearly think she's just being selfish. While she thinks I'm an asshole and unfair, I vented to my brother and he agreed with Amanda that I can't force her to learn and not everyone is good with language and that Ruby doesn't need it and I'm coddling her. I'm honestly still pissed off, but I do love Amanda. She's normally thoughtful and kind and I guess it's possible it's just me being overprotective of Ruby. I think it's a reasonable expectation, but I'm starting to doubt myself.
Mm-mm. Yo.
Mm-mm. Yo. Nope. Goodbye, Amanda. Literally goodbye. Like, I'm putting my daughter over anything at that point, especially if you're just dating. You're not married to that person.
Right.
Like, no, one red flag is over. My kid before anything else.
Well, and that's a big one.
That's a huge, like, that is so wrong.
And it really is the bare minimum for her to just figure it out.
You gotta just learn. It takes time. It could take years, but that's okay as long as you're willing to try.
Right.
She's a
agreed. She
is. I know when I read this, I was like,
sorry.
And on it, like, sign language for anyone, honestly, is like, I think if I put 2 months of like wanting to learn mm-hmm. and actually trying,
yeah,
like, that's like with any language. When you actually are like trying to do it with someone,
yeah,
you learn it. You're gonna learn it.
Yeah.
Like, you will. No matter how terrible you are, if you don't have a gift for it at all, you will learn it.
I love sign language. I mean, I'm definitely not fluent in sign language, but I really enjoy sign language. I feel like you could absolutely learn it. It's not impossible. And it is the bare minimum, like you said. I feel so sad. I like want to cry
that
for
it. That one is really sad.
He cannot be like, he can't overlook that one thing because I promise you if he did, that he's going to regret it for the rest of his life. He's going to get married to her and he's going to get a divorce. You 100% will.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be more things down the road where she's going to push more and more of certain things.
Here's the other thing. How hard is it to learn the alphabet in sign language? Not freaking hard. That's like a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you can just spell things. You can just communicate that way. And then like learn. But yeah, it goes without saying that there's no excuse for not being willing to learn how to communicate.
Right.
With
his daughter.
Yeah, it's like, what are we even talking about here? You're dating, are you gonna blend families, or are you not gonna do
right. What's
required for that?
Yeah. Well, and her daughter seems just fine with it. Like, she loves it, and she's learning fast. And the thing is about, like, sign language, it's like, and lots of, like, every other language, it's like, there's, English is so hard. Like, there's different conjugations. There's all, like, one word could mean 12 different things, you know, and like spelt the same way. But like, really, like, sign language is pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. And the signs, most of the time, like, make sense and look like what you're trying to say. And so it's like, it's really not, I mean, I don't want to say it's not that hard, because I mean, I'm sure it is for some people, but she can do it. She can handle it. She's a grown woman.
Yeah, it's like, she doesn't have to learn Mandarin.
No.
Like, yeah. It's not, you don't have to learn some crazy language.
That's
the and case. Like,
that's okay, honey. You don't have to.
She's going to have, that's literally the type of stuff that would have to be unpacked in therapy years down the road, because nobody's even going to have the conversation with her. Like, hey, it's not your fault that Amanda got kicked to the curb, like that, you know, this didn't work out.
Aww.
What do you think of the brother siding with the girlfriend?
You forgot about the brother.
He's the brother from the couple weeks ago that was going through the phone for the nudes.
Yeah,
same guy.
Yeah,
same guy.
That's the brother that has a crush on the brother's girlfriend.
I forgot about that one. Yeah, he's sucking up to her for sure.
10 years later, he's like, "Dude, I need your insight." Oh yeah, dude, you're wrong.
bad idea. Like, don't do that. Yeah.
All right, you guys want to hear some comments?
Yeah.
Pepper 90210 said, "This should be a deal breaker for you."
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all he said.
Deal breaker.
No, I agree.
Little Ilian said, "Your brother is an asshole too. Asking for someone that I'm guessing you might see a future with to learn how to best communicate with your daughter is not coddling her, and she does, in fact, need to be able to communicate, but more importantly, in a manner she feels most comfortable with. Asking a child to accommodate an adult is honestly one of the most entitled things I've ever heard. The fact that adult is saying, 'This is too hard for me, do it how I want to,' is troubling and something you should really consider before taking any further steps with Amanda."
That sums it up.
Amanda's gotta go. She's gotta go. I literally started tearing up. I've never done that in any story we have ever had on this show, podcast, because that is so sad. Like, OP needs to hear my voice right now. You need to leave.
Dude, like, are you listening? You son of a bitch. She's talking to you.
Guys, I'm going to start crying.
You just relax.
It's
okay.
Let's move on.
I love you, Ruby.
My fiance, 29, and I, 31M, just found out that we're pregnant. My fiance mentioned that she wanted to wait to announce it at her cousin's wedding, which will be taking place on Sunday. Her cousin and her husband have been struggling getting pregnant, even with IVF or tons of others. Recently, they just got some news that their insurance has stopped funding IVF, and not to mention the heartbreak of a recent miscarriage on Mother's Day. They almost understandably held off on the wedding. So my fiance brought it up to me. I told her it's not at all a good idea. This just seems so wrong, especially it being at their wedding. I asked if she was going to at least ask her cousin for permission, and she said no, because she wanted it to be a surprise for everyone. I told her it's not the time nor the place for that, and it would take the spotlight off the couple. In their family, there hasn't been a baby in 3 years, so we'd be the first in that time. My fiance feels that it's the perfect time because it's such a joy, and it's not like she can keep it away forever, and their problems shouldn't keep her from telling something so positive. So it's on them, and they turn it negative. I told her that's not the point. She knows what they've been struggling with, and she's being selfish if she actually goes through with that. She cried and claimed I wasn't being supportive, and I shouldn't be calling my pregnant fiance selfish. She doesn't want me to come with her to the wedding anymore either, feeling as if I would kill the mood. And she hasn't been talking to me either. And then this is like an edit. It says, "So about my fiance and her cousin's relationship, my fiance always saw competition in her cousin because her cousin would be better at things than her: grades, dancing, cosmetics. Since they were kids, and she hates that. Last year, they had an argument about it because my fiance felt her cousin bragged too much, whereas my fiance also mentioned there was one thing her cousin wasn't good at, but never said what it was. So in shorter terms, the relationship is in between good and bad, but her cousin wanted to invite her to the wedding, I'm guessing to rekindle that. If anyone is reading this, update coming soon. Just been going through some stuff. Sorry for the long wait."
Oh.
Please tell me there's an update.
Well, it was 1 year ago.
Oh.
Oh.
Dude, that girl sucks.
Sucks.
The worst.
So bad.
Just be the fact that you could be insensitive enough to want to announce it in front of the couple.
Right.
That's been going through the infertility. That's crazy. But then to do it at their wedding on top of that.
And they were going to cancel it. Because of the miscarriage and all of the stuff. Yes. That's heartbreaking.
They're just like, "Hey, we're so glad this worked out for you guys. And we're expecting. And we didn't have to spend thousands of dollars. And it happened for us naturally. And everything's great. And like, why aren't you guys happy for us? Oh, congrats on your wedding."
That's on you.
That is grade A. The worst. Like, this fits in all the categories. This is, like, worst person of the year. This is, like, literally in all the things. Definitely main character vibes, but oh my gosh.
Yeah. And not to mention that their relationship has been strained basically their whole life now, too. So it's like, you really care that much about, like, one-upping your cousin that you're gonna, like, do that at her wedding? I hope her cousin does something shitty at her wedding if she actually does that. Because they're not married
yet. She won't survive. Her cousin's gonna pop her one. Like, that's like, the level of, like, what's the word? Like, the way that would hurt.
Yeah.
For the cousin to have them announce it at her wedding. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, just that infertility stuff too. Like, not to beat the dead horse. That is like, mm-hmm. It's so hard to explain what that feels like for those people. And like, you start to want to just wrap yourself in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's so emotional. You can't avoid it. You see it everywhere. Yeah. And then like, yeah, to think that somebody would, like, make a competition out of it. That person's such a bad person.
Yeah.
They weren't having that problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. It doesn't matter. Like, when it's someone's wedding, like, it's like wearing a white dress.
Mm-hmm.
But worse.
Getting proposed to.
At a wedding.
Yeah.
That is, I hate that one.
You want to hear a crazy story?
Yeah.
At someone's baptism in South Africa. Someone got baptized right as soon as they got dunked. And we're walking out of the font. Literally, someone announced, "Now look behind you." And the guy was on his knee, proposing.
Was he the one that got baptized?
What?
No. Just people in the ward. A guy and a girl. They both got home from their missions and he was proposing. Oh. How messed up is that? Right as soon as the girl gets dunked at the baptism, they close it. They close it. And then one of the persons announces, like, "Now look behind there, everyone." So everyone turns around and then, like, freaking out.
Did they just do it because all their family was there at that point?
No clue.
Who cares?
Yeah.
We're this committed to the gospel. Like, our life, which we're started on the right foot.
Like,
that's weird.
It was really weird.
You're getting baptized and literally someone's getting engaged right in front of you after you come out of the water, and everyone's like, you like look and everyone's turned around looking at someone else, and you're just like, oh, okay, like,
that's
cool.
That's your day
when you're that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just want to clarify, like, how it ended. So the wedding hasn't happened yet,
and it's happening Sunday, so he probably wrote this like Tuesday, and it was happening that weekend. She's like, "Don't come with me." He has no idea if she's gonna do it or not, which she probably will do it because there's nothing stopping her.
Yeah, she's just her world.
Yep, everybody's living in it.
Can you imagine that couple's face at their wedding and hearing it?
Yeah, it's like, how? And the family's probably like, "This is so awkward. Like, we want to be happy for you, but we don't want to do it here. Like, that's weird."
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's the whole. That's so tone deaf. Like, that's the other thing is, you have to consider the fact that you're affecting a lot of people. Cause mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people would want to celebrate that moment for them, but you're putting them between the couple that just got married. It's just a horrible thing.
And she's actually the bad cousin. She's actually selling herself short air too, because she could get a way better reaction and a way better experience and memory with her family and loved ones if she did it outside of the couple that's struggling with infertility, like a completely different day, time. It could be such a beautiful moment. But like you said, she's not going to get that out of them.
No,
they're just all going to think that she's rude and a
bitch. Yeah, I hope so.
Well, and the thing is, too, is she is just going to like, how is she going to, she's just going to stand up and like without her husband there, too. She's like, "I'm pregnant." Like, what? Like, how is that going to go down? Like, but my baby daddy's not here.
She's going to give a toast, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, like, goes up to the microphone.
Like, me and Sally have been competing our entire lives, and, like, Sally, I'm really happy for you, and for everyone else, like, I just want to let you know I'm pregnant.
Yay!
Sorry about your guys' results, but I'm pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so bad. It's like the scene of, like, a Steve Carell movie where it's so cringy. Yeah. And you literally just want to exit your skin. Like, you just want to not exist anymore. That's what it feels like.
Like The Office.
It's The Office. It's like those moments. Dinner for Schmucks. That whole movie is like the most uncomfortable thing.
We found the update. Isaiah found the update, everybody.
Yeah, I found it.
Okay.
Okay, read it.
Okay.
Holy shit. Oh, wait, this is really good, guys. Whoa.
Sorry for the long wait, as I've been working through some things. Me and my fiance breaking up, working, death of my grandfather, etc.
Oh, R.I.P. granddad.
I know. So I didn't expect to get a bunch of replies to my post, but a lot of them were helpful. My ex is determined to go to the wedding despite my protest and even planned out how she was going to refuse alcohol when offered. I did tell my ex's parents about what she was planning on doing. I didn't want to tell the groom or the bride because I wouldn't know how to put into words that they were making the whole situation any less awful. Ex's parents did end up telling the bride's parents, and then they told the bride. The bride was so upset that she unfortunately called off the wedding.
Oh!
Oh my gosh!
No.
Everyone wanted her to continue it and invite my ex for a couple of plans guests thought of.
Oh, a couple of plans. Like, basically, they were going to bomb her thing. Like, they were going to, like, destroy her.
Oh, yeah. It says, example, when my ex announced it, everyone would just stay nonchalant and not give her excitement reaction she was hoping for. And the classic, just don't invite her plan. Oh, my gosh. The bride was just understandably wanting to be left alone, and she just texted my fiancé a very long paragraph telling her what a horrible person she was. She just decided not to do the wedding anymore, and her fiancé was very heartbroken. But all in all, they were both grateful to me. My ex instantly knew that I was the cause of this, and that she was furious with me, even more because I posted about it on here. But I also said a pretty sick thing about how she was still pretty much one anyways. I just decided to break up with her myself after that. Some of her family members are kind of upset at me, as they believed I just caused a bunch of drama. Now I'm currently in the works of talking to an attorney, as my ex told me I will not be seeing the baby after they are born. Oh yeah, that sucks.
I was already thinking that.
I didn't even think about that. So all that on top of grief, working, breakup, being called a mess starter by some of her family, and still feeling like shit because either way the bride and groom were heartbroken. It's just a bunch of anxiety and stress on me, lol. Anyways, here's a long-awaited update. Any questions, I'll answer. Wow. And then he has an edit, and he says, so they are pretty much already contemplating on canceling the wedding. They were already, family members did stress her out over her miscarriage and canceling. Her fiance's family were excessive about, oh, she couldn't carry a baby to full term like a real woman. No way. Her fiance's family was saying that to her.
Wow.
Not to mention her own family went around spreading her miscarriage like wildfire, which is how my ex and I found out. They told it to coworkers even. It's not the first time my ex has also interrupted her cousin's big events. Example, when turning 17, my ex cake smashed her, which wasn't fun for her cousin. Their first pregnancy announcement, which was the miscarriage, was ruined because my ex blurted the news out. But her cousins told her to get over that because it was a miscarriage anyways. So she told my family members. So she's told by family members. This is what I was told when asking about. So she's been at a breaking point for a while. She was considering just still continuing the wedding, but wanted to be left alone. They didn't call off the wedding permanently just until the bride has cooled herself down.
Sheesh.
That's good.
That's
wow, terrible. What a messy family.
Well, good for him that he did.
Yeah.
That whole family sounds like a shit show.
Right. The bride's fiance, like, hurt his family. Like, who says that?
Seriously.
That she's not a real woman because she can't carry a baby. That is ridiculous.
Ew. Disgusting. That's so gross.
On the update, it says, I'm concerned about this baby. The timing of it almost makes it seem like the ex got pregnant just to show up her cousin. I'm glad they're getting a lawyer early. I didn't even think about that. Like, maybe she was like, oh my gosh, like, her wedding's coming up. Like,
I'm not married yet, so I need to, like,
get pregnant. Yes. You know? And if that is where she's coming from, that is absolutely terrible.
Ew.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine caring that much about, like, your cousin?
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Like, how do you not just root for each other in life?
I don't give a shit about mine. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that was crazy. There were some triggering things in this episode. I'm feeling a little stirred up emotionally.
Yeah, me too.
Good thing I have therapy tomorrow. Shit.
Yeah, good to be back.
I start school tomorrow, so awesome.
Oh, love that for you.
Nice. Call your therapist. Well, let us know, you guys. Let us know who you think is the fake this week. There's potential for any one of us to be the fake. These stories were crazy.
I think it was Miley. Possible. Miley's was the fake.
If I could write the most toxic story I could think of, like the most inflammatory thing, that's like kind of what it would have been about. Literally. Yeah. Like, I just can't think of anything that would be more sinister. That's like, yeah, just one of those things. But anyways, let us know who you think was the fake. Follow us on socials. Give us a rate on your favorite podcasting app. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Hey.
And send us your stories, internetfrenzy@gmail.com.
And then last thing, we are really looking forward to next week's episode. We've got a very incredible guest coming on.
Yes.
And you guys do not want to miss it. So stay tuned. We'll see you guys next week.
Shout out.
Internet Frenzy's on 3. 1, 2, 3. Internet Frenzy.
Wow, you guys literally.
Isn't you guys are the greatest?
The main characters. No pretending.